From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russia says it will temporarily cease military operations in the battered Syrian city of Aleppo for 3 hours starting Thursday to allow humanitarian aid to be brought in, but media reports say the fighting continues. The UN Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, told reporters Thursday that delegations from Russia and the U.S. are meeting in Switzerland to try and bring an end to the fighting.
Time is of the essence. And they, both the Russian and the American delegations, are aware of it in view of all what we are seeing and hearing while this is happening.
The UN envoy wants to restart the third round of intra-Syria talks as soon as possible, but he says the right environment must exist. Attacks this week have severely damaged Aleppo's electric and water infrastructure, while the main supply routes to both the eastern and western parts of the city have been cut in recent weeks, making an already severe humanitarian situation much worse. Pro-government forces in Libya say they have taken control of the Islamic State headquarters in the city of Sirte.
This was once a symbolic base for Islamic State and used for meetings and religious instruction after they took control of the city last year. The fight to oust Islamic State from Sirte gathered pace 10 days ago when the U.S. began airstrikes. Losing the city would be a major blow for the militants, already under pressure in Syria and Iraq.
That was Natasha Howitt reporting. And voters in Zambia choosing a new president and lawmakers on Thursday. The frontrunners are incumbent Edward Lagwa of the ruling Patriotic Front and his main rival, Hakainde Hichilema, of the United Party for National Development. At least three people have been killed in pre-election violence. This is VOA News. And continuing with this story.
We are walking on the knife edge, and we hope and pray that things will go well. Because if you want to understand, in this country, violence during election has not really been very intense. But this time round, there is very intensive levels of violence. This tells you that then the competition is terribly tough.
At least three people have been killed in pre-election violence. That was political analyst Lee Habasanda of Zambia University. If neither candidate wins a simple majority in the election, there will be a second round. The top U.S. commander of the coalition fighting the Islamic State said Wednesday the jihadist insurgency has suffered severe losses in the past year in Iraq and Syria. Lieutenant General Sean McFarland said tens of thousands of enemy fighters have been removed from the battlefield.
And although it's not a measure of success and it's difficult to confirm, we estimate that over the past 11 months, we've killed about 25,000 enemy fighters. When you add that to the 20,000 estimated killed prior to our arrival, that's 45,000 enemy taken off the battlefield.
McFarland said that leaves the ISIS group with an effective fighting force of as few as 15,000. He said both the quality and number of fighters has dwindled with recent recruits, often unwilling to fight and poorly trained. But he said they remain a threat, especially as they resort to suicide attacks. Turkey carried out deadly airstrikes against Kurdish rebel targets in northern Iraq and raided pro-Kurdish political offices in Istanbul after deadly bombings blamed on the rebels hit southeastern Turkey. Turkey often conducts similar airstrikes as part of its campaign against members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, which has waged a decades-long insurgency. Australia has blocked the potential multi-billion dollar sale of the country's biggest electric network to two Chinese companies, citing national security reasons. The sale would have earned New South Wales government at least $7.6 billion. Australia's treasurer says the two companies have until next Thursday to appeal his decision. Australia's recent decision to sell the Port of Darwin to a Chinese company sparked a strong backlash over the sale of vital infrastructure projects to foreign countries. And U.S. swimming phenom Michael Phelps will be looking to earn his 22nd career gold medal in the 200-meter individual medley. That's Thursday night at the Rio Games. He has already won three medals there. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.